Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Hey, gangway everyone, the insects are on the move. The fastest butterfly to flutter around is the skipper. These creatures can achieve speeds of up to 37 miles per hour and have some excellent quick reflexes. And speeding next to it is a fully grown horse. Not a horsefly, but a horse. It's galloping next to the skipper at the same speed. A cute little ladybug is in the way. Move, or you get trampled. The horse is getting closer, but the ladybug lifts off and flies right next to them, overtaking both the skipper and horse. Then it decides to land on the horse's head for the rest of the race. Even though ladybugs can fly at a maximum speed of around 37 miles per hour, they usually remain in the air for a couple of minutes. They can even fly as high as 3,600 feet in altitude. The horse is in the lead now. The skipper decides to land right on the horse's head next to the ladybug. It sticks its head to the tip of the horse's snout, automatically taking the lead. Hey, that's cheating. The desert floor is scorching under the burning sun. No wonder the Saharan silver ant is the fastest on Earth. It can even lift hundreds of times its own weight. If Usain Bolt, the fastest man on Earth, can run 4 strides per second, this tiny ant can run 50. If you look closely.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You can even see its tiny legs gallop at high speeds. It reaches speeds of 2 miles per hour, which may not seem like anything if you're a giant human glancing from above. But down below, they're the speed leaders of the ant world. Out of nowhere, another bug sprints right by it, leaving a dust storm behind. It's the Australian tiger beetle, and it's one of the fastest land insects on Earth, and it can run at more than 4 miles per hour. Some beetles of the same species are even faster and run at around 6 miles per hour. Don't worry about its wings. They're just for decoration. It doesn't even fly. It doesn't need to. Yikes! A cockroach! These creatures can run up to 3 miles per hour. A little house mouse pops out of a corner and starts chasing the roach. These little critters can run up to 8 miles per hour. But the roach drifts and slides and creeps into little corners to outrun the mouse. A kitty cat leaps from the shell and joins the chase, reaching 30 miles per hour. The cockroach and the mouse sneak escape outside. The cat goes back to licking itself and plotting against everyone. Centipedes don't have 100 legs, but they're still pretty creepy and rather fast. Millipedes, however, are really slow and don't even qualify for this race. Centipedes are carnivores and use venom to help catch prey, while millipedes feed on leftovers, plants, and veggies. When in danger, they just curl up into a ball. The centipede crawls ahead, thinking it's winning the race. The millipede rolls down the hill and overtakes the centipede. It passes the cockroach, who's still getting chased by the mouse. The downhill ends with a ramp, so the millipede rolls down and bounces up into the sky. A dragonfly can hit the 35-mile-per-hour mark flying.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
But the millipede soars past. A hawk moth flies through and catches up to the dragonfly. It can fly at the same speed, but the dragonfly overtakes it. They reach the forest and are zigzagging through the branches and leaves. They're both flying like alien ships in outer space, dodging all obstacles. The millipede lands on a tree branch and continues walking. A tiger moth caterpillar moves ahead of it at 3 miles per hour. The millipede curls up into a ball and hides out for the rest of the race. But the branch it landed on is moving. It's actually a stick insect, and even though they can't run fast, they can grow about 13 inches long. Underneath it, there's a fairy fly, which is considered to be the smallest insect in the world, being only 0.005 inches in size. That's even smaller than a mustard seed. It sprints on the tree branch and tries to outrun the stick insect. The dragonfly and the hawk moth are head-to-head. It's almost impossible to spot them in the thick forest, but the fastest animal on Earth swifts past them all at almost lightning speed. A bumblebee can fly at 33 miles per hour and flap its wings around 200 times per second. The honeybee can fly at 20 miles per hour and flap its wings up to 230 times per second. They speed through the flowers. The millipede is still curled up, hiding next to a couple of leaves and branches. The bumblebee takes the lead and is almost at the end of the field. But a giant Asian hornet pops out of nowhere and chases it back to the start. A giant Asian hornet can fly up to 25 miles per hour and is pretty aggressive.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It starts gaining on it, but a bat appears out of thin air and swoops down on it, scaring it away. The horse with the skipper and ladybug run right next to the bees, and they start flying down a hill. Out of nowhere, the millipede starts rolling down past the horse and lands on a log floating in the middle of a lake. On the surface are thousands of tiny water striders that can reach speeds up to 100 body lengths per second. If a 6-foot person were swimming, it could cover around 400 miles in an hour. Some frogs start chasing the water striders and easily pass them. A Goliath frog can weigh up to 7 pounds and jump as far as 10 feet forward. Some freshwater crabs swim quite slowly, but use their little legs to move from one rock to another. A swimming whirligig beetle tries to escape from the frogs, paddling at an impressive 3 miles per hour. These tiny bugs have natural paddle-shaped feet in the middle and hind legs. A bunch of grasshoppers get startled and fly away. They're actually flyers, but their powerful legs give them the height they need instead of taking off from the ground. When in the air, they can reach speeds up to 8 miles per hour. They're on par with the house mouse, which has finally overtaken the cockroach. A flea isn't much of a sprinter, but it can hop its own body size by a lot. If humans could jump like fleas, then we'd be able to jump to the Empire State Building, which is 1,450 feet high, including its antenna. It wins the title for highest hopper around with the relative size. A mosquito can fly as fast as 1 mile per hour, while a typical housefly can reach 5. The housefly swifts past the mosquitoes and takes the lead to bother and buzz around you. But a bigger superfly horsefly flies by at 90 miles per hour. It outflies the housefly and mosquito and starts doing laps around them. Tiny mites are no bigger than a sesame seed, but they can run 322 body lengths per second. To put that into human perspective, it's the equivalent of someone running around 1,300 miles per hour. It zips through the whole race and has been running with everyone since the beginning, but we couldn't see it. The horse keeps running and ends up near traffic, miles away from the finish line. Is a giant house spider that can run at 1.2 miles per hour. A big Texas brown tarantula can be pretty speedy, depending on the temperature. The cooler it is, the slower but more stable they walk. When the temperature increases, they run faster but less coordinated. These hairy beasts are around 2 inches long and move about 4 body lengths per second at 62 degrees, and 10 body lengths when it's hotter. Most insects are right at the end of the race. The horsefly and the bat are head-to-head, but the hornet is catching up. The tiger beetle on the ground is lightning speed away. They're close to the finish line. The frog leaps in front and almost catches up with the rest. A surprise swoop from the dragonfly and hawk moth overtakes the hornet. It's too hard to tell, but the millipede rolls past everyone and claims the gold.